In California's recall campaign, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has a problem. How to quickly raise enough money to confront wealthy Republican candidates who can reach into their own pockets to fund their campaigns. Bustamante's solution has been to take huge contributions, one for $1.5 million from the state's Indian tribes. But that presents another problem, how to spend the money legally. NPR's John McChesney reports that the Bustamante campaign has a plan.
This story is all tangled up in the legal thickets of California's new campaign finance law. Many state politicians, like Cruz Bustamante, who ran for office in 2002, still maintain their old campaign committees. And those committees can still legally accept unlimited donations. And that's where the Indian tribes and some unions have been sending big bucks, now totaling nearly $4 million, for the lieutenant governor. And Bustamante's political advisors confidently asserted that they could then legally slide that money over into the lieutenant governor's current campaign fund, where the legal limit is $21,200. This led to cries of outrage from Republicans, as well as independent candidate Arianna Huffington, who hurled this accusation at Bustamante during the recent debate.
This is nothing but legalized bribery. You have made a mockery of campaign finance laws by using a loophole, a ludicrous loophole, to get that money into your campaign committee and bypass the limits that are $21,200. And it's really absolutely absurd that as governor of California, you would therefore continue to deprive our general fund of taxes that this tribe should be paying.
Tell me how you really feel.
I will later.
Complaints were taken to the California Fair Political Practices Commission, which said it didn't know when it could rule on the matter. That led an angry Republican state senator, Ross Johnson, to take the matter into his own hands and file a lawsuit in Sacramento asking for a preliminary injunction to stop the transfer of funds. Johnson scorned Bustamante's defense of the maneuver as a way to level the playing field with rich Republicans.
That's like a corporate executive saying, you know, my lawyers tell me I can work this out, or a bank robber saying, you know, I really need the money. The law is the law. That can't be allowed to stand just because these commissioners are standing around sucking their thumbs.
Faced with that lawsuit and a chorus of criticism that included even the chairman of the state Democratic Party, the Bustamante campaign has suddenly abandoned the idea. Instead, campaign manager Richie Ross announced a surprising shift in strategy.
He will take any funds that he's raised that are in question and use all of them in the campaign against Proposition 54.
Proposition 54 is a controversial ballot initiative that would ban the state from collecting ethnic or racial data and will be on the same ballot as the recall. Proponents of the initiative say it will create a colorblind society. Opponents say it will make it impossible to document discrimination. At this point, folks not following the many wrinkles of this unprecedented campaign are probably scratching their heads and saying, "What are they doing?" Well, first of all, this solves the legal problem for Bustamante because there's no limit on contributions to ballot initiative committees. But more importantly, Bustamante will get a lot of television exposure in the ads he will run against the ballot initiative. Again, Richie Ross.
Cruz will be the one appearing in the ads. He will be telling people why they ought to vote against Proposition 54. And all of that is perfectly legal and within the bounds of the law.
The downside is that Bustamante can't directly mention his campaign for the governorship in those commercials. There's another potential advantage for Bustamante's opposition to the controversial racial data proposition. Democrats significantly outnumber Republicans in California, but it's hard to get them to the polls. Democratic strategist Derry Schrago says Prop 54 is a good turnout motivator.
The more Democrats who turn out, and the more Latinos who turn out, the more African Americans who turn out, the better off he is. And there is a direct political relationship between Prop 54 and those constituencies.
Finally, this move is another indication of the chilly relationship between Bustamante and Governor Gray Davis. Bustamante could have given the $4 million to his committee to defeat the governor's recall. But his spokesman, Richie Ross, said that the lieutenant governor considers defeating Proposition 54 more important than saving the governor. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.